So I just left an audio boo about my analog binder. And there's one thing I forgot to add. And of course, I can just hear Bernie. He's probably waving his hands as he's listening, or was listening to that last audio boo, saying, wait a minute. It's simple. Just take a picture of the page that you're writing your notes in your binder and upload it to Evernote. That way you have it in the computer for easy reference and you have it in your notebook. Brilliant! Actually, as I was taking a picture of the screen of the product in question, it just occurred to me that yes, indeed I could do that. But what I'm going to have to do is create another Evernote account. A reason being is I really didn't want to mix the two. Of course, it might not be bad to have both, because then I can easily reference it at home, but then I can anyway, because I can just reach the website. And I'm not sure if the Evernote app can run two accounts in one instance, like just switching between the two, or do you have to log out and log back into the other one? Because it does syncing. So obviously there's a database, a local database in the computer. Same thing with my phone. Would I be able to have two Evernote accounts, or would I, in swapping it? I'm not sure. I would have to test it. But maybe what I'll do is I'll start with just creating, which I already have. I do have a notebook stack in Evernote for my work. But I really prefer to keep them separate, because for whatever reason, I prefer to do that. But anyway, we'll see. I think maybe I'll do that in the new year and start clean, sort of start with a clean slate and see if I can organize my work using Evernote and my notebooks. And I do have to thank Bernie for this, because unbeknownst to me, as I'm talking about this, I realize how much he's influenced me with his talking about his workflow and what he does with Evernote and his, I believe he uses Moleskins. I'll let you guys know what I've done in the future with regards to my approach to this. All right. The reason for this particular audio boo is many years ago, I came across a book. Originally, I came across, I think it was an image. I can't remember if it was a chicken or the egg, right? I can't remember if I saw the book and fell in love with the image, or I saw the image and then one day found the book that went with the image. But without further ado, what the image is of a blackboard full of mathematical equations. So imagine a blackboard full of really complicated equations. And I believe there's somebody that looks like a scientist or maybe a teacher. I'm not sure if they're wearing a lab coat or some kind of smock, maybe. And they're on if I'm not mistaken, they're on a ladder or a stepladder. And there is, if you imagine it, as you're looking at this chalkboard full of mathematical equations, the top of it is sort of cut out like a round circle, but it's like the ceiling, okay? And they've pushed it open and they're crawling through. So in other words, it basically means that science will liberate you. Science will open up new worlds and new areas where you can go. And I've been trying to find this image, and I know I've seen it on the internet. I just do not know what book it's from. And I've looked at home everywhere I can at home, and I do not have this book. This book is not in my possession. And I don't remember. I mean, I have a book called The Revolution of Scientific Thought or something like that. But no, it's not in there. I thought it was in a book on nanotechnology, but it's not there. And I believe it's the back of the book. Anyway, it's really driving me crazy. And I only thought about it today because this morning I was going through my Twitter feed, or I was going through my another one of my social networks. It might have been Pinterest. And I saw some really interesting quotes and inspirational photos. And I remember how inspirational that photo had always been to me. You'd think if it was so inspirational, I would have kept it somewhere. Well, I think I may have lost it in one of my last laptop crashes with my iBook. I had an iBook many, many, many years ago that had an met with an ultimate end that was really sad and really didn't need to end that way. Anyway, I'll spare you the details, but it involved me not inadvertently, but mistakenly, and in a moment of complete. I don't even know how to say it. I had lost my mind temporarily, I think. I squeezed the hard drive. And of course, you can just imagine that the head of the hard drive, under this pressure, just crunched right into the hard drive disk and obviously scratched the disk or did something irreparable to the disk, and I lost everything. I couldn't... Yes, I might have brought it to somebody and they could have, for $300 or $400 recuperated my files, but they weren't that important. But I still remember the horror I felt as I realized what I had just done. And, now whenever I work on my computers, I set aside lots of time. I take copious notes and I photograph everything. And I'm very, very, very mindful of what I'm doing. I did the same thing when I was working on my motorcycle this past early fall. I worked on my motorcycle for a good 3 weeks and I had the poor thing in pieces. But again, I was very mindful about what I was going to do and put it back together judiciously and accurately. And same thing with a few other things that I've fixed recently. But my poor iBook. And I loved that iBook. It was the white iBook with the sort of that translucent cover. It was an old one. It was, I think, 2001 maybe. It was a very old iBook. And... it was a pleasure to use. The battery lasted a long time. It was very small, very portable. And I miss it. And I couldn't buy one now today because it runs the old PowerPC version of OS X, and then you can hardly get any software for it. But it was great at the time. So, all right. So if anybody knows what the heck I'm talking about with that image, leave a comment below. As a lot of YouTubers say. And thank you for listening. And thank you for, lending me your ears for all this rambling. Catch you later.